This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
I'll be sitting down with some phenomenal women to discuss love.
I believe we grew distant out of love of some type, like, yeah. I don't want to hurt you.
Loss.
Really don't know what's going to trigger that feeling of right. grief in any moment.
And a topic very important to my work. Self-care.
Freedom is self-care. It's not about pedicures. It's not about clothing. It's not about trips.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Today on the show, I'm sitting down with mother, entrepreneur, and therapist Alicia. She's sharing a little bit about her journey to building a business, being a mental health clinician, and balancing work, life, and everything else in between. It's a really full and fun conversation. Here's Alicia's story. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Thank you for being in the studio with me, Alicia. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're feeling good. Yes. You came all the way from?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Mm-hmm. With your two babies mm-hmm. to come sit with me today. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes, yes.
So before we get started talking about all the great things we're going to talk about centered around mental health and motherhood. Mm-hmm. Please let the Hey Girl listeners know who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. So I am a mental health therapist, mompreneur, human, just milk making machine. That's who I am these days. I am located in Charlotte, like Alex mentioned, and I full-time provide outpatient therapy, couples and individuals, and then I also teach at the university down there.
Awesome. Yep. So how did you find your way into the mental health field, and why did you think it was important for you as a woman of color mm-hmm. to be a therapist and clinician in this space? Because it's really rare. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'm saying it's rare because I haven't really been able to find a woman of color therapist in this area.
Right, right.
But whenever I come across one, I'm like, yes, that's amazing.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about your backstory and
Absolutely.
How you found this work.
So initially, I was in nursing school, funnily enough. I was raised by my grandma mostly, and she wanted one of her daughters to be a nurse. Nobody did, so I started that journey, but it was for her. Mm-hmm. I was working in a hospital. I discovered a social worker. I had never heard of social work before. Mm. And I was like, man, she has a really cool job. Like, the families love her. Changed my major, and initially I was going to do addictions because mm-hmm. in my family there's just generations of addiction. And I ended up finishing school. One of my professors was like, you need to go to grad school, you need to improve on your writing. Mm-hmm. And so I said, hey, I'll give it a try. I never thought I would be a therapist. That was the I was like, who wants to listen to people's problems all day? Like, who wants to do that? And I got an internship mm-hmm. and I was like, wow, I do love this work. I love the journey. Mm-hmm. I love the aha. Like, I love those moments for my clients. So that's how I got here.
That's wonderful. So yeah. I want to backtrack a little bit because hearing you say, who wants to listen to people's problems all day? And that's something that you do.
Yep, yep.
What transitioned that thought for you? Because it's a big job. It's a big job doing mm-hmm. what you do.
Mm-hmm. I think it was the very first aha I got in graduate school. Mm. I'll never forget when one of my clients came to me and she was like, you helped me so much.
Wow.
And on my end, I was still in school and I was like, I don't even know if I'm doing this right. You know, mm-hmm. you know, I had supervision and just still trying to figure out, like, my style, like, who I am as a clinician. And I remember my professor, who's now my mentor, she's like, you know, Alicia, progress is measured by the client. Like, mm. they decide how far and, you know, celebrate those small milestones. Mm. So I think we look for really big change, and change is super small. Mm-hmm. Progress is super small. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've been in bed 4 days straight and you're out of bed on the fifth day, that's progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you feel being a woman of color in this work and being able to serve your community specifically when it comes to mental health, mm-hmm. and just having the ability to help people unpack their own issues and become their own teacher?
Yeah. My purpose in life is to decrease the stigma. Like, I want people to treat their mental health like we treat our medical health, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have a broken tooth, you go to the dentist. A broken bone, you go to the doctor. Like, I want people to start using that resource so that we can be better.
Mm-hmm.
Statistics right now, 1 in 5 adults are impacted by mental health, right? 1 in 5. Only 60% of us are getting that help.
Mm.
So what's happening to the other 40, mm-hmm. right? Wrongful incarceration, suicide attempts. I mean, there's just a lot happening.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, and when I hear people say, like, I haven't been able to find a clinician of color, I'm like, well, let me help you, because we all want to sit in front of somebody that looks like us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing against clinicians who are not, but like, I've been to therapy before. I've had a white clinician. I've had a male clinician. Mm-hmm. And it's something about being in front of a Black woman.
Mm.
And I like being that person for my clients.
Mm. So let's shift gears a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You have your own private practice. Mm-hmm. How did that come to be?
Again, another like not planned, so before living in Charlotte, I was living in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing HIV work. That's
okay.
Where a lot of my background is in HIV and AIDS. And I needed a change. I wanted to be back on the East Coast. I was doing family work in Charlotte, and I was like, I think I can do this myself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that I want anybody to tell me that I can take PTO. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if I want.
Yeah.
And so I went after it. And the first time, it was the wrong time.
Mm.
You know, I tried to start the journey when I wasn't ready. I didn't have the licensing I need. Something happened with the space. It just wasn't time.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go back some months later, plan, and then I was able to do it that second time.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
But also that it didn't, the reason why I say that's exciting for me as an entrepreneur to hear when other entrepreneurs fail and then they get back up again.
Oh, yeah.
They learn from the mistakes and they do it again, the way that they see it coming to fruition,
mm-hmm.
that really excites me, because no one really talks about the failures. And to hear you say, I wasn't ready, so mm-hmm. I had to regroup, is huge. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. I am a huge, huge fan of failing and being rejected and being knocked down. I feel like we grow so much in those moments.
Mm-hmm.
And so who I am as a person, like, I want to share with people where I've messed up, because I want the next person to do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so there's a stigma around failing and being rejected from something and not
right.
being chosen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, hey, it just meant it wasn't your time,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
you can try again, you
yeah.
know? So
yeah.
I'm always pushing, like, you know what? Take the things that you learned and try again.
Mm-hmm.
If it's yours, it'll be, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How has it been being a business owner?
Hard. It's hard.
What's hard about it?
Initially, I had to learn how to share responsibility. I am very much, I can do it myself. I don't need any help. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it right the first time. So one of my biggest lessons I had to learn was to ask for help. Have partners. Have people help me with my interns. Like, that was the most difficult thing. But I think too, just the amount of liability as a clinician in private practice, as a female.
Yeah.
You mentioned helping people of color. I take Medicaid, which comes with a whole nother set of things
mm-hmm.
that you have to, the audits and just the different things that comes with taking Medicaid.
Yeah.
But I will continue to.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to help, you know, my people. So I think it's definitely just a journey in getting audited, in balancing your books, in devoting your time to work versus personal.
Mm.
I told my friend who wanted to be a partner, I said, that means you got to clean the toilets. When you're a business owner, like, you
do it all.
You do it all.
Especially when you have a brick and mortar, when you have a place where people come to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want is somebody to come in and the toilet's dirty.
Yeah. Right. Right, because you're presenting this space, right?
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
I recently started wearing a new bra by Third Love, and I absolutely adore it. Did you know that breast shape matters when you're finding a good fit? I didn't. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. I found the Fit Finder quiz really helpful when I was picking out my Third Love bra. I didn't know I was wearing the wrong size for so long. I think what's really awesome about this is that over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date, and it's actually a pretty fun experience. I answered a few simple questions, and I found my perfect fit in about 60 seconds. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, which is more sizes than most other brands, including their signature half cup sizes. Not only that, but Third Love is convenient. You can skip the trip to the mall, find your fit with their online fit finder, order, try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. What really sold me on Third Love was the 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it. And Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. Fit stylists are available every day to help via text, chat, or phone. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. What's not to love? Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering Hey Girl listeners 15% off of your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/heygirl to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/heygirl for 15% off today.
What's been your most rewarding triumph since you've had your own business?
Every time we see an intern through, it means everything to me. Mm-hmm. So we take on master's level interns who are planning to become therapists.
Yeah.
And so we help train them. We give them clients to observe. They get their own clients to practice. And just seeing them from the start of the semester to the end of the semester is everything to me.
So you're not only building community by being a therapist and helping people sort through their mental health needs, right? Mm-hmm. But you're also creating space for other clinicians and therapists to do the same thing.
Absolutely. That means everything to me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So we've had this conversation, and it's a big reason why I wanted to have you on the show, is to talk about the app you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to spill the beans. I'll let you spill the
beans. Okay. In about a week and a half or so, February 1st, I'll be launching a mobile app.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Attune, and it is one of the first that'll be able to connect you to a clinician in your area. So you'll be able to go into the app. You can share your location, or you could choose not to. You could put a zip code in, and then a list of therapists will pop up. I'm super, super excited. I'm also scared. Like, this is...
It's big.
It's a big thing. And it just started with people calling me from other states.
Yeah.
Hey, can you help me find somebody? And I'm like, oh, yeah, just go on Psychology Today. Like, I know, but it's too much. I'm like, okay. So I'll go on, find them some people, email them over some options. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to increase access.
Yeah.
You know, these days we're on our phone. There's so many apps out there that help us track different things.
Right.
And I was like, why not have an app to help get us closer to getting the help that we need?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Why are you feeling scared about it?
What if people don't like it? What if they're like, this is silly? What if therapists are like, I'm not signing on for that? And it's funny because if you ask me outside of this, I don't really care what people think. But I feel like this is kind of like my third or fourth baby. This is my baby. But I remind myself, like, your intentions are good. And if one person finds one therapist, you will have succeeded.
And I think it's big because the reason why I think this is big is because, one, a woman of color is behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Two, yes, access. You know, a lot of us don't know where to look.
Yep.
And we're asking our friends and we're asking, you know, our family members.
Right.
And it's all word of mouth.
Yep.
This kind of puts the word of mouth in one place.
Absolutely.
That's how I hear it.
Absolutely.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
So how do you plan on, so how is that going to work with getting your database together?
Mm-hmm.
Do you just, like, is there a lot of market research that you have to do? Is there a lot of asking that you have to do? Or is this like a Psychology Today in an app? Because I feel like we talked and you said it was more like Tinder for mental health, which I thought was really cool. So
yep.
Let's talk about that aspect a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. So I've never had Tinder. I was an OKC girl back when I was dating. So I know about OKCupid, but I did some research and there is something about swiping that we like as humans.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the app, you come to a therapist profile and if you like them, you swipe right and they go to your favorites list and you can pull the list back up and message them directly. And if they don't fit your criteria, you swipe left.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I am very excited. Still nervous.
Yeah.
But as far as getting people on, so I've been calling. Interns have been calling. Yeah. We've been emailing.
What's the response been?
Some people are like, man, this is a good idea. Some people are like, I need to see it first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, show me the website.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I've kind of aligned myself for the next 6 months to go and be in different spaces.
Yeah.
So presenting at conferences and like doing trainings where I'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of like putting myself out there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do you want to try this?
Yes.
You know,
and asking and setting ourselves up for either the acceptance or the rejection.
Absolutely.
How do you deal with that as a therapist? Because yes, you're a therapist,
mm-hmm.
but you're also a human being.
First.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you balance like your therapist self and your human being self?
I'm not going to lie to you and say it doesn't hurt when a client doesn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because about 2 years ago, I was in Amsterdam and I had a client write me a letter, email saying like why he wasn't returning. And I told my interns about it. I said, you know, I get turned down, like I get rejected. And they're like, well, what did you say? And I said, you know, I just said, thank you for the feedback and best of luck. You know, if you need me to help you find someone, I said, but I'm not going to say a little piece of me wasn't like, ugh.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? And so even with us cold calling therapists now, we highlight in red if they are not interested.
So you don't keep calling and...
So we don't keep calling. So every now and again, I look at the list like, okay, there's another red.
A lot of times with new stuff and new businesses, right, we've both learned this, is that the proof is kind of in the pudding. So people aren't as risky as we'd like to think people are, you know? So they may just be feeling it out or they may say no now and then yes later. Who knows?
And I think, too, like when it's in the app store and you can see it, it's like, oh, this is real.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Versus right now, I'm explaining it to them and like the testers, the 10 or 15 testers I have right now, like they can see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get it. Like you don't want to buy a car before you test drive. So
right.
I'm patient. I am.
That's amazing. I'm very excited for it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Motherhood. You have 5-month-old twins, and you have a business, and you have a new baby app coming out.
Yep.
What are you feeling these days with just
balancing and maybe even harmonizing everything that's on your plate right now.
That's a perfect word for it, harmonizing. Alex, I feel like a magician.
In a good way? In a good way. Or an overextending way?
Almost.
She's pointing at me, guys.
Almost there. I told myself for 2019, my focus is stewardship. And I said that I'm going to be a good steward over what I have, and I'm not taking on any new projects.
Good.
So people know me as the person to like, oh, she can balance, she has this, she has that. Some days, I just gotta sit. Some days, I just wanna hold Chunky, Monkey, Levi, and Logan and just look at them. You know, some days I just wanna lay on the floor and I just lay. You know what I mean? And the great thing is that my husband is super supportive. Like, he is very much, he fills in where I can't. You know what I mean? It's a lot. But it's funny because when I got pregnant, it was a surprise. On my birthdays, when they told us there were two, and I said, keep checking, because I've never had one. So make sure there's two and that's not my heartbeat.
Right.
And so once she confirmed multiple times, everyone's like, man, you're going to slow down. You're going to slow down. But I'm like more motivated.
You got to be.
I want them to have everything I didn't have or couldn't have. And it's not, you know, my childhood had its ups and downs, but like they motivate me so much.
Yeah.
You know, I want them to be proud of their mama.
Yeah.
You know, I want them to see their mama standing up for what she believes in, you know. So it's been a lot of sometimes they sit in the audience, like if I'm speaking and they're kind of looking at me like, this
what
lady,
are you doing
yeah,
up there?
Like, what is this lady? Why she should be feeding me, you know. But I want them to see that.
Yeah. That's awesome. And to be able to have children, a husband, and a business, and learn what works and what doesn't.
Absolutely.
Teaches us something every day.
Every single day.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you love discovering new products? Are you a beauty and fashion maven constantly on the hunt for the next best thing? Ever read about or spot something online that you've always wanted to try but never have? Then you might love FabFitFun. It allows women everywhere to discover new products as well as including rave review and must-have brands that you know and love. It's like Christmas four times a year. Stumped on gift ideas? FabFitFun is also a great gift for someone you love. You can surprise your mom or sister with this awesome summer box packed with great items. Do you have a daughter who's going to college, maybe? Or a friend who's a new mom? FabFitFun is an awesome care package. My last box came with this beautiful lotus towel. It was blue, and it's shaped like the flower, and it has a gorgeous design in the middle. That's something we've been laying out on the deck and relaxing on for a few weeks now. So what I love about FabFitFun is that they offer full-size products, no samples of anything. Every box is guaranteed to have over $200+ in retail value. The summer 2019 box has a total retail value between $269 to $467. That's fantastic. Treat yourself with items in it, such as the Sutra Professional Mini Travel Blow Dryer, the beautiful Vicks Paula Lotus Towel, or the West Elm Indigo Tie-Dye Bowls. Many of the products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. You can customize your box by choosing some products and some add-ons with each one. Or you can be surprised. It's great for discovering new brands and new products. What a better way to shop. I'm looking forward to my next box because they're always so different and packed with things I can actually use. I like to share the items in my box with my 11-year-old. She's really into skincare these days. We recently got a clay mask and a foot mask and a body scrub. She loves them all. The FabFitFun 2019 Summer Box is on sale now.
So sign up for FabFitFun today. These boxes always sell out. You can use my code HEYGIRL to get $10 off your first box. All you have to do is go to FabFitFun to sign up and get started. Use promo code HEYGIRL to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code HEYGIRL to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. So what have you learned about having kids, two, that are the same age? That's a whole different ball game, right? And being able to go into the office and being able to dedicate time to your app. What have you learned about splitting up your time?
I've learned that it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, you know, I can't do that. And not have to give an explanation, right?
Yeah.
It's just that, no, you know, it's not a good time.
Yeah.
I'll come back to it. You know, I told myself I didn't want to have children until I was working for myself so I could have the time.
Right.
I'm also realizing that, like, I'm the type of person, Alex, if I get up at 6, right, and I have to be somewhere at 9.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do 50 tasks
before you
between 6 and 9.
Right.
And what I'm learning is that, like, Alicia, you need travel time in between the tasks, like you need breathing time. So I'm really like, okay, this is what you have time to do this morning. You can do a little journaling. You could sit. Like, it's okay to sit and not feel guilty. You can just read to them the same choo-choo train book, you know, because it lights them up. Like,
right.
You can do that.
Yeah.
And not feel guilty, not feel like I should be working.
Have you found, how have you been able to self-soothe in those moments of guilt, of I should be working, but I'm doing something else?
It's a lot of talking to myself.
Yeah.
And a lot of sour gummy worms. I feel like I should have stock in them. I eat them by the pound. But no, we talk about affirmations and journaling, but I do a lot of talking to myself. I do a lot of, ooh, Alicia, that was really good. And ooh, Alicia, you messed that up. Ooh, Alicia, you should probably apologize.
Wow.
Yeah, I do a lot of that. A lot of that.
Do you have a therapist?
I do.
How is that? Being a therapist with a therapist? I've always wanted to ask this question. Okay, so clearly I'm really excited.
So when I initially was searching for her, I wanted her to be from Ghana because I wanted my husband to feel comfortable. And I thought that he was going to, like, keep her on as his. And he's like, I'm good. So we stopped premarital counseling and I kept going. I would try to stop myself from, like, this is what she's going to say. Or, like, this is what she's going to. So it's a lot. It forces me to be in the moment. And she handles me really well. Like, I don't know. You know, when I was in school and we had to go see a therapist, I gave her a really hard time.
Did you?
I did. It's like, I'm learning. You don't know what she's, you know. I'm not anxious. I'm not depressed. She knew what she was talking about, right? Like, it was what it was.
Right.
But now I really go so she can, like, keep me grounded. Yeah.
I think that's really important because I coach women on self-care and making time for themselves, right? And I have a coach.
Right.
And I always tell my clients, like, your coach has a coach.
Absolutely.
Your therapist likely has a therapist.
Yeah. And my clients are so tickled when I talk about it. If I say, like, yeah, I really need to go see my therapist. What? Miss Lucia, you go see somebody.
You can't just therapy yourself. No.
And that's what they say. Can't you just talk to, because I'm, a lot of my best friends are therapists too, you know? But you need unbiased, doesn't know you, your family. You need that.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, that's special.
Mm-hmm.
So over the next 6 months, Attune comes out in a week or so.
Yep.
What is your goal for people to, what is your goal for folks acquiring the app? And also, what's your goal for yourself?
Okay.
The first half of the year.
Yeah.
As mother, wife, and then as individual.
Individual. We'll come back to that
last.
So I am super excited. We have the twins in tiny hands, so we're doing sign language with them.
We do that with Isla, and she communicates with Eat and More. It's amazing.
And my husband, he's like, I like this.
Isn't it awesome?
And I'm like, I told you he was going to like it.
Yes.
So that is our family time with them. So we do sign language, and we'll be starting swim.
Lovely.
So that's with them. Marriage goals. Marriage is work. So one of my good friends comes over once a week to make sure we get a date night.
That is so great.
Yeah. She's like, I'll give this to you guys one night a week. And it's hard because we're like, oh, you don't have to come this week. But no.
She's like, no, guys, I'm coming.
Yeah. So committing to make sure that we're committing to that. We need that time.
Yeah.
We do. With the app. So I am challenging myself to get a therapist from every state. I really want that. I'm thinking like 5 therapists from every state in 6 months.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then I want to make 10 connections. So just 10 people found a therapist, go on that first session.
An individual?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to think about it.
Okay.
I don't know. I want to say my idea to be a good steward. It's very easy for like a new project to come. I'm like, ooh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So I think definitely practicing some self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Like just because something sounds fun and exciting and you can't wait, like you can wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So before we go, where can people find you? And are you taking on new clients in the Charlotte area? Mm-hmm. Give all your information so folks can build community with you and connect with you.
Absolutely. So I am not taking new clients right now, maybe in about a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I have other clinicians at my practice. So you guys can find us at Building Endurance PLLC on Instagram, on Facebook. If you're interested in learning more about the app, you can find us at Get Attune on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, I believe. So on either of those platforms, you can reach out. If you are an intern and you're looking to intern, I would love to work with you, or a clinician needing supervision. I offer that as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Alicia.
Thank you.
The Hey Girl podcast is a member of The District Productive, produced by Paul, Woody Woodhall, and me, Alex L. Music by DC's own Kokai.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.